Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Let's give the Lord another hand for you.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on. Step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk up right for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
You brought me through,
and everything.
A physician is a man of science. A doctor is a man of science. and they want everything to be proven. And I like reading coming out of Luke, because Luke didn't write anything down without verifying. Praise God. So he verified it because he's a man of science before he wrote it down. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Luke was not actually there. Hallelujah. But he had enough evidence, like the pastor said Sunday, enough proof, amen, to believe that not only did Jesus exist, that he walked the earth, and he said these things. Praise God. Now, when we go to Luke chapter 17, we have to keep in mind that the original scriptures were not numbered. They weren't divided into chapters and verses. It was just written down. When they came and canonized the Bible, put the Bible together, that's when they decided they were going to number the chapters and number the verses. Praise God. So when we started chapter 17, this is not something that's a conversation that's, praise God, this is a continuation of a conversation that was already going on. When we go back to Luke chapter 16, hallelujah, around verse number 14 and 15, we learn that prior to what Jesus was about to say, he was talking, amen, to the Pharisees. Praise God. He was at first talking to the Pharisees, and now when we get to chapter 17, Jesus turns his attention from the Pharisees to the disciples. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when we read verse 1 of chapter 17, it says, then Jesus said unto the disciples. So then this is telling us that he turned his attention from who he was talking to another specific group of people. And it's important to know that he's talking to the disciples. So every word that he is about to say is important to the disciples. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we must remember the word disciple means one who is disciplined. Praise God. So he turns to the disciple and he begins to teach the disciples. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he's teaching them something about that word discipline is very important. Pastor been talking about last week, we were talking about disciplining your body during fasting. Amen. Praise God. This is now Jesus is going to talk about a specific type of discipline. Praise God. Hallelujah. How we discipline ourselves. So it says, then Jesus said to the disciples. So keep in mind, he's talking to the disciples. And he says, it is impossible, but that offenses will come. Praise God. Hallelujah. And those of you that are reading, I'm reading out of the King James, by the way. Praise God. And if you see, it's one of those, I don't know the technical term, it's not an ampersand, but it's one of those double periods. Praise God. So this is really two sentences being put together. Glory to God. So really, it is impossible, but that offenses will come is one statement about to be conjoined with another statement. Praise God. So he's saying it's impossible, but that offenses will come. And when you think about what he's saying, why would he be telling the disciples that this is, it's impossible? One version, one translation reads, it's impossible to believe that offenses will come. Praise God. And that word offenses, hallelujah, can also be translated to stumbling blocks, things that will cause you to fall. Praise God. Hallelujah. And why is that important? That's important, praise God, because when we start walking with Jesus, amen, we have to know that offenses are still going to come. And we don't, a lot of us don't believe it. That's why I say it's got to be impossible for this. Praise God. Because I'm walking with Jesus. Remember, he's talking to the disciples, the 12. These are the guys that are closest with Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus being the living, walking word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. That means these 12 are the closest people to God. So he got to let us know. Those of us that say we're so close to God, and you know, people get saved and think all their problems going to be over. Ain't no more be no offense. Amen. Everything going to be smooth. Amen. Praise God. So he's getting into our mind. Remember, Jesus said, I've come for the sinner to answer a call of repentance, to answer a call to change your mind. So we need to get it first out of our mind, amen, that offense is not going to come. Praise God. That stumbling blocks are not going to come into our path and in our way. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then he says, but woe unto him through which they come. Hallelujah. Woe unto them. Praise God. Yeah, offense is going to come. The person who the offense comes through, amen, he's cursed. Woe unto him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then verse 2, he says, it would be better for him that a millstone were hung around his neck and cast into the sea, that he should offend one of these little ones. Praise God. So Jesus is saying it would be better for you to be killed by the mafia. You know how the mafia kill people. Praise God. Y'all don't see the movies. They tie that brick to you and throw you in the water. And Jesus said it's better to tie a brick around your neck and throw you in that water, drown to death, a horrible way to die, than to lead one of his little ones astray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then verse 3, he says, take heed to yourselves. Praise God. Now, keep in mind, he just got through talking about offenses coming through people. And then he says, so take heed to yourself. In other words, amen, watch yourself. One translation says it plain. Watch yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then he goes into, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. Praise God. So in the context that Jesus is talking, now Jesus didn't switch subjects. Praise God. Jesus didn't switch subjects. He's still talking about being offended and offenses coming through people. Praise God. And then he goes immediately in verse 3 saying, watch yourself. Praise God. He's saying, make sure that the offense doesn't come through you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then he says, amen, if your brother trespass against thee. Praise God. Now, why would Jesus be saying, if your brother trespass against thee? Glory to God. If he's talking about offenses coming through me, why would he be telling me, if my brother, hallelujah, if Pastor Page offends me, but he's just got through talking about the offense coming through me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he tells us what our reaction should be to the offense. Hallelujah. So he said, amen, our reaction to an offense, amen, could be an offense. Praise God. And I'm going to say that again. Our reaction to an offense can be an offense. Remember when Jesus said, you have been told an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, but I say, if your brother sins against you, if your brother slaps you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. Hallelujah. He was dealing with the response, how you react to your brother offending you with that slap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when he said, amen, if he trespass against thee, hallelujah, rebuke him. So my response should not be his, what my response should be, not be revenge. It shouldn't be a clap back. It shouldn't be an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You did this to me, so I'm going to do this to you. Jesus is saying this should not be our response to an offense. Praise God, because even though we got that saying in the world, y'all have heard it, two wrongs don't make a right, but it sure make it easy. Glory to God, amen. In other words, we just canceling out, but we said two wrongs don't make it right. Hallelujah, but it make me feel better. Hallelujah, I feel better getting my revenge against you about something you did to me. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, we have to ask ourselves the question, well, if somebody offends me, somebody does something to me, and I do it right back to them, hallelujah, am I not now offending them the same way that they offended me? Praise God. Because my reaction to the offense is an offense itself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he's dealing with our response. So he says, hey, man, take heed to yourself. Watch yourself. If your brother trespass, if your brother offends thee, if your brother, amen, does something to you that you don't like, praise God. Watch this. He says, rebuke him. Praise God. Now, this is a step that when we got, I'm going to say it like this. When we got saved, we stopped taking this step. Praise God. We stopped taking the rebuking step. Praise God. Let's look at that word rebuke. That word rebuke means to express sharp disapproval or criticism of someone because of their behavior or action. Praise God. So when we say, I rebuke the devil, what are you really saying? Praise God. You're not telling the devil to go anywhere. You're just saying a word. I rebuke you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But have you really rebuked the devil? Have you really expressed sharp disapproval or criticism of him? Or you just say, look here, devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. We saying a word, but we not doing what the word is telling us to do. Hallelujah. I tell people all the time, especially my minister friends, hallelujah, and some of my rap friends, because people got a habit of, if you got a problem, you put it in a sermon or you put it in a song. I'm not going to pick up on it if you put it in a sermon or a song. Glory to God, hallelujah, because I don't know you talking to me. Praise God, hallelujah. He says, amen, rebuke him. Hallelujah. So if I got a problem with you, amen, what I need to do is go to you and tell you, look, you did something, hallelujah, that I ain't like and I appreciate. Glory to God. But as Christians, we don't want to, you know, we want to be nice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But this is Jesus. It's a red. And those you got the red letter, Jesus said this. I'm not saying. He said you have to, amen, express sharp disapproval. That don't sound nice. Hallelujah. That don't sound like I'm trying to, look, you done hurt my feelings. Now I'm trying to spare yours in the rebuking process. Glory to God. And we do something, hallelujah, that the Bible don't tell us to do. Jesus not tell us. We just let it go. We don't say nothing about it. I'm just going to let that go. I ain't going to even say nothing. That ain't what Jesus told you to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then what happened? They do it again. Hallelujah, they'll do it again. It might be something that they don't know offends you. Hallelujah, but you haven't said nothing personally to them about it, so they're going to keep doing it because they don't have the knowledge that you have a problem with it. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, we always talk about the other forgiveness. I call it the other forgiveness. The forgiveness where somebody did something to you and they never addressed it. They never said they were sorry. So you forgive them so you can move on with your life. When we say, I'm not forgiving you for you, I'm forgiving you for me. So you won't have a hold on my life. So I can't blame you because you did this to me. I'm in this situation. Hallelujah. But that forgiveness is what we, in the streets, we call that letting that slide. We're going to give you a pass. We're going to let you make it. Because I'm not going to let what you did interfere with my life, and I'm going to keep my life pushing, even though you never apologized for what you did. Praise God. This is not that type of forgiveness that Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about somebody directly offended you. They did something you didn't like, and you have to express to them, you have done something that I did not like. Glory to God. This is why a lot of marriages don't last, because people start doing stuff and we don't never say nothing. Hallelujah. Until we get tired of it. And then I hear people say, I never knew they had a problem with that. And so 10 years in it, 10 years in it, they done blew up and cussed me out and put me out the house. I never knew. I've been doing this before I met this person. Praise God. But it's never been sharply expressed. The disapproval of the criticism of that behavior or action, so that behavior or action continues and you continue to get mad about it. Praise God, but you ain't said nothing about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it says, okay, rebuke him, then as an ampersand. Then it says, and if he repents. Praise God. I'm going to read that part again. If he repents. See, we walk around handing out, amen. Now, once again, I'm not talking about the forgiveness, but you trying to get over a moment in your life that somebody did something to you and you need to move on. I'm talking about one-on-one. You did this to me, and I need you to apologize for what you did. Praise God. One translation says, amen, if he apologizes. But the King James says, if he repents. That word repent literally means to change your mind. Hallelujah. I'm going to change my mind about my action and behavior because I see that this offends you. And I am genuinely sorry for the action or behavior that I did. Glory to God. But keep in mind, if there's an if right there, that means there's a condition on the rest of whatever Jesus is about to say. There's a condition. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says if. It says it right there, verse 3. If he repents, hallelujah, forgive him. Glory to God. Amen. Then he says, if he trespasses against thee 7 times in a day, hallelujah, he turns again to thee saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's saying, amen, praise God. If they offend, now in this scripture, I'm going to move to another one in a second, but we're going to come back to Luke 17, praise God. But I think we're going to go to Matthew 18 real quick, praise God. But he says, amen. And this one he says, and this is what Luke could discover. This is what Luke knew for a fact, Jesus said. Hallelujah. He knew for a fact, Jesus said, if they sin against you, 7 times a day, hallelujah, and you follow the steps, hallelujah. See, we don't follow the steps. If you follow the steps and they repent, forgive them. Praise God, hallelujah. So that means every time your husband do something, every time your wife do something, every time your child, your coworker, your friend, your boss, praise God, your pastor, hallelujah, amen. Anytime somebody does something to you that offends you, the Bible, Jesus said, you got to let them know. Praise God, amen. And I always have the saying, you got to let them know because they may not know. Glory to God, hallelujah. It's a lot of stuff I did when me and my wife first got together that I did not know offended her until she told me. Praise God. Otherwise, I'd still be doing a lot of stuff I was doing. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. When I called a young lady little mama or something of that nature, that offended her. And she let me know, hallelujah, and I changed my mind, which when I change my mind, it changes my action and my behavior, hallelujah. And she accepted, hallelujah, my apology, and we moved forward. But if she had not have said something, praise God, how far? Amen. What would it have done? How long would I have done something that offended her? Amen. And eventually, what would happen? She would be the overboiling volcano. She would explode. Praise God. Because I keep nudging at her, but she ain't never saying nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he says, if they repent. Praise God. Hallelujah. But this scripture, amen, I had to go to Matthew, praise God, hallelujah, because he didn't say what to do if they don't repent. Glory to God, hallelujah. We have to look, we have to pay attention to the if. Praise God, if they repent, forgive them. Glory to God, hallelujah. But if they don't, go real quick to Matthew chapter 18. Praise, now these are the words of Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. It's in the book. Glory to God, hallelujah. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. I'll give you a second to get there. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, Matthew, amen, chapter 18, verse 15. Moreover, if thy brother trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. Praise God. I'm going to read that part again. Go tell him his fault between thee and him alone. In other words, if you got an issue with me, the whole world ain't supposed to know about it. Everybody at the job ain't supposed to know. Everybody at the church ain't supposed to know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody in the neighborhood ain't supposed to know. This is supposed to be between me and you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But everybody else knows that I offended you except me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, amen. Praise God. If he shall not hear thee, thou hast gained, if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained the brother. But if he does not hear thee, in other words, if he hears you, if he understands what you're saying, praise God, amen, that's a true friend right there. That's a true friend that can respect the fact that I did something, amen, that offended you, and I'm upset I offended you. And I'm going to do everything in my power not to have this reoccurring offense toward you. Why? Because I love you. In other words, praise God, if that person repents and understands what you said, you got a true friend, a true brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But it says, amen. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two or more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word will be established. Praise God. Now we got to bring in people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we bring in people and we let them hear. Hallelujah. Amen. Because maybe I'm wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's bring in, hallelujah, our panel. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. And let's get some other people to hear what's going on. See, that's the problem. We don't want to do that. We are gossip about it behind somebody's back about something they did. Yeah, we ain't got no problem doing that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us ain't got no problem with confronting that person head on and saying, look, you did this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But then when they say, if they won't hear thee, hallelujah, amen, take two or three with you. Wait a minute. I don't want everybody in my business. And that's our problem. We don't want everybody in our business. Relationships are falling apart because we don't want everybody in our business. Glory to God. Like your business is really, you know, that important. Glory to God. Like you really doing big things. Hallelujah. Pray. Well, I don't want nobody talking. They talking about you anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why not have them talk about facts instead of people? People go gossip. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you giving them a devil's playground because you won't take this incident any further than what you take it. Yeah, you go home. We go home and we complain to our friends and our family about what so-and-so did. Praise God. Hallelujah. But let's take the matter up to the court. Hallelujah. Let's take the matter to our friends. Let's take it to our circle. Let's take it to the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we don't want to do that. That we skip all these steps that God gave us. It's in the book. We just don't do it. Praise God. We got problems with people. We never tell them. Hallelujah. Amen. I know friends, they'll put it in a rap song. Glory to God. I listened to the rap song. I didn't know it was about me. You ain't say my name. Glory. I thought it's just jam. You didn't say my name. Praise God. You're not Tupac or Ice Cube. You throwing stones and hide hands. Glory to God. When we have a problem with somebody, we have to confront them directly. Hallelujah. Amen. Not passive aggressively. Hallelujah. Amen. Not shady. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because a lot of times people be getting shady, and I don't even know you're talking about me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's got to be direct. Jesus ain't just saying these things. He's saying them for a purpose because people don't get it. You don't know how many people I've talked to out there, you know that person got a problem with you. I had no idea. Well, they told me, nah, I'm being messed up. praying. I'm really straightening out, but they said I'm being messed. Glory to God. But I'm straightening out your mess. You the one was being messed. I'm the cleanup man. Glory to God. I come to clean it up. Hallelujah. Praise God, because you made a mess, because you didn't follow the steps. And we call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves child of God. We call ourselves disciples of Christ, yet we won't follow the steps of forgiveness that Christ told us to take. Praise God, because we've taken the Christian thing and say, hey, man, we nice. We kind. We polite. Hallelujah. We love. Praise God. Hallelujah. If Jesus is God in the flesh, and Paul told us that God is love, Jesus is love, love is telling us, amen, the steps that we have to take in order to resolve conflicts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 16 says, verse 17, if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. Oh, my God, it's another step. Hallelujah. Not only do I got my friends in my business, now I got to get the church in my business. And we don't, half the time, we don't testify because we don't want the church in our business. Glory to God. I don't want everybody knowing what's going on in my house. Even though James told us, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we don't want to do that. Glory to God, hallelujah, and our pride is what's impeding, amen, our growth. We can't excel in life, amen, as long as we want to be closed off and secluded. Glory to God. We always talk about putting God in the box. We put ourselves in the box because we don't follow the steps that God told us to follow. Praise God. And who knows, that person that you're not following the steps with might be the very person, amen, to be the one to open the door for you down the line. Praise God. But you're looking at the here and now. And right now, here and now, I don't want my friends in my business. And I sure don't want the messy church folks in my business. Y'all have heard the church hurt testimonies. Hallelujah. I don't want them church folks in my business. Glory to God. Well, if you go to church there, ain't you one of the church folks? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But he says, tell it to the church. Praise God. And if he neglect to hear the church, glory, this is with the assumption that you right now. Hallelujah. That you right. He won't understand that you right. Praise God. You done brought your friends over. Now you done took it to the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If he neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. And if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Glory to God. That's what Jesus said. It's in red. He said, let him be unto thee. In other words, I don't mess with you no more. Point blank range. Glory to God. The Jews, because he might be talking to Jewish people, and Jewish people, amen, didn't hang with publicans, those are the tax collectors. Because, you know, you done turned your back on your people, and you working for the government and keeping me in bondage, you nothing more than a slave driver. Glory to God, hallelujah, taskmaster, amen, and you taking my money and fattening your pocket, so we don't mess with you. Glory to God, we don't mess with heathens. Because heathens are not just sinners. Heathens are ones that refuse to heed to the word of God and keep sinning. Hallelujah. They love to sin. They ain't going to repent. Praise God. So we don't hang around heathens. Hallelujah. And we don't hang around publicans. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's not saying to treat them a certain way. That's not saying, amen, not to let that go. That other type of forgiveness I was talking about. Hallelujah, where you just let it go. Hallelujah. You ain't said I'm sorry, but I'm going to let it go because I can't let you have a hold on my life. I'm not going to be 90 years old and still blame you for where I'm at because you did this to me way back then. Hallelujah. So I'm going to just not talk. I'm not going to associate with you no more. That's what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Praise God. You trust a snake to be a snake. I heard DMX say that. I'm going to trust you to be what you are. Hallelujah. And since you are what you are, since you don't want to hear me, since you don't want to hear our friends, since you don't want to listen to the pastor at the church, since you don't want to listen to nobody, I'm going to have to leave you alone because I see you the type of person, hallelujah, amen, that just set your ways. You ain't going to never be wrong. Everybody else is going to be wrong except you, and you don't want to what? Accept responsibility for your behavior or your actions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So Jesus is saying in the book of Matthew, hallelujah, amen, what the if is, the other side of the if. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we go back to Luke, we can go back to Luke 17. Praise God. When we go back to Luke 8, praise God. Let me do verse 4 again. If he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, hallelujah, and 7 times in a day turn to thee and say, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Praise God. So he's saying, if you follow these steps that I've given you and he repents, you have to forgive him. Hallelujah. Amen. See, and this is the thing. A lot of us, amen, will say, well, a lot of us won't forgive people who have said I'm sorry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They said I'm sorry. They haven't done it again. They're not repeat offenders. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's when it comes. Now we're talking about another kind of forgiveness because you don't want to forgive. You just want to be hard-headed and prideful and say, this person did this to me. I don't care how many times they said I'm sorry. I'm not forgiving them. Hallelujah. But even back in Matthew chapter 18, Peter tried to, you know, be smart. You know how we try to be smart. Hallelujah. You already know the answer to the question. He said, Jesus, how many times do I have to forgive? Because he already got the list. 7 times 7. Hallelujah. Jesus told him in that passage, no, 7 times 70. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not 49. He ain't going to do 49. We're going to do 490. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's saying, praise God. Hallelujah. This is not optional. This is not optional. You know, you do certain things are optional. Hallelujah. You can wear a jacket or you don't have to wear a jacket. That's optional. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Jesus is saying in this, forgiveness, if they repent, is not optional. Hallelujah. Praise God. We cannot keep holding stuff against people when they said I'm sorry. You can't be married for 10 years and still be mad at something they did in the second year when they repented for it. You can't bring that up in the 10th year. I know we do, but you're not. The Bible, you're supposed to be saved. But the Bible says, hallelujah, you're supposed to forgive them. And if you forgive them, you're supposed to forgive them. Ain't that what Jesus do? Hallelujah. Ain't that what God do? God forgive and move on. He don't forgive and bring it back up. Hallelujah. Praise God, but watch what they say in verse 5. And the apostle, now we in black, the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Praise God. And that's what a lot of us are saying right now. You mean to tell me if I got to keep forgiving people like that, I need more faith. I ain't got, basically what they telling God, they just told God, I ain't got enough faith to do all that now. Praise God. Now you going too far. Just like when we read I-4-I-2-4-2, turn up the cheek, all of it. I don't know if that's what that means. That's what it says. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's exactly what it says, but you trying to say, well, I don't think it means what it says. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so now they saying, increase our faith. I need more faith if I'm going to be forgiving this man all day. If I'm going to be forgiving this woman all day, I'm going to need more faith. Praise God. But look what Jesus told them. And the Lord said, I'm in verse 6, hallelujah, if ye had the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root and planted into the sea, and it should obey you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's saying you don't need no more faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, I believe it was Paul that said every man is born with his own measure of faith. Hallelujah. Amen. So if we all got our own measure of faith, that means, amen, he said if you got the size of a grain of mustard seed, if anybody's ever seen a mustard seed, it's smaller than a sesame seed. You know, the sesame seed they put on the top of your hamburger bun and Burger King, praise God, it's smaller than that. Hallelujah, praise. You can lose that mustard seed, praise God, hallelujah, if you're not careful because it's so small. But he's saying if your faith was just that small, if you had just a drop, just a little lick of faith, hallelujah, amen, you could say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up out the ground and throw yourself in the sea. And I did some research on the sycamore tree. The sycamore tree, praise God, is actually a tree that was used to make caskets back in the day. Hallelujah. During these times, praise God, they had sycamore tree farms. It is one of the few trees that if you cut it down, it will grow back fully like it was before. Praise God. Most of them, you cut them down, you might get a little stuff and a little piece grow back. You just chop that down. No, this tree is going to grow back fuller and more stronger than it was before. And they cut them down and they use the trees, the wood, for caskets. So he's talking about the sycamore tree for a particular reason, because your unforgiveness, amen, praise God, will bury you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us have buried ourselves in unforgiveness. No matter how many times they said, I'm sorry, no matter how many times they repented of it. Remember, even like I was talking about relationships, they asked Jesus about divorce. He said, Moses allowed y'all to get divorced because your hearts were hardened. In other words, you would not forgive. Even if they repented, you wouldn't forgive because you couldn't get over the incident. Hallelujah. Some of y'all still mad at exes because they cheated. Glory to God. Even though they exes, you still mad. Hallelujah. You see them with somebody new, amen, and you mad. Praise God. They ain't got nothing to do with you. That's their headache now. Praise God. Some of us mad because they ain't a bigger headache to the new person than they were to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you still holding something against them, even though they moved on with their life. Hallelujah. They might have even told you they were sorry. Hallelujah. They might have repented, and now they not even living the way they was living when they was with you, but you still mad because you still holding on to unforgiveness because you will not let it go. And most likely you won't let it go because you didn't follow the steps. Glory to God. You might have followed the first step. You might have told them to their face, you know, what you did was foul. Hallelujah, praise God. But you might have left it there. You didn't take it to the friends. And some of y'all are watching, y'all don't go to church, so you sure ain't take it to the church. Glory to God, hallelujah. Those of us in church don't take it to the church. Glory to God, hallelujah, because we don't want the church to know our business. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But watch this in verse 7. Jesus for the make it plain. So we got this, you know, optional. I used that word earlier. Optional. Glory to God. Eli, do it or I won't do it. Optional. Praise God. Hallelujah. But watch what he says in verse 7. But which of you having a servant plowing or feeding cattle will say to him by and by, when he comes from the field, go and sit down to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And will not rather say unto him, make me ready wherewith that I may sup and gird myself and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink. What is he saying? Do you tell your servants, hey, you go ahead and take you a little break and get you something to eat, even though you ain't done with your work yet? Hallelujah. He said, no, you got to finish your work. Hallelujah. This is not optional. This is a requirement. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In other words, he said, if you looking at ministry like a job, this is a 24-hour job, and this is one of the requirements. Hallelujah. Some places you work, you got to wear a tie. Hallelujah. Some places you work, you got to have good customer service skills. It's not optional. We all know people that have jobs, and at work, they have great customer service skills, but you know for a fact that they don't. Glory to God. Because you know, in other words, we say you put on a front when you're at work. When you at work, you nice to them people. Hallelujah. But you come home and you give up hair. Glory to God. Jesus said, amen. If you want to look at it like a job, this is a 24-hour 365. Ain't no clocking out. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can clock out at Macy's and then act regular. Hallelujah. You can clock out at the restaurant, amen, praise God, and then not wash your hands when you get home. Praise God. There's certain things you do at work that you don't do at home because you say, that ain't me. But God say, amen, if you go follow me, this is something that you have, this is part of your job description. Hallelujah. I'm not going to tell you not to do something. You're not going to tell your servant, your worker, not to do something that's in their job description. Praise God. Look what he said in verse 9. I'm almost done. In verse 9, he says, don't he think that the servant, because he did the things that he was commanded him, I trow not. Hallelujah. Did he think, watch this, did he thank the servant? Did he tell the servant, thank you for doing your job? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I throw not. I throw not, which means I think not. I don't think so. Jesus saying, I don't think you would thank somebody for doing something that they supposed to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got to deal with that for a second. Because a lot of us, we want praise for stuff we supposed to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Daddies won't praise for paying child support. Hallelujah. Mothers won't praise for raising their children. Glory. This is something you're supposed to do. Glory to God. You actually want to be thanked for doing something you were supposed to do. Jesus saying this is not nothing extra. This ain't extra. You ain't getting a bonus for this. Praise God. This is something you are supposed to do. Hallelujah. I'm not going to thank you for doing something you were commanded to do. You ain't going to get no, this ain't extra credit. Oh, Lord, I forgave him for what he did. Oh, and God said, oh, well, you more greater than everybody else because you forgave. No, he said you are supposed to forgive. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said you're supposed to do, hallelujah, as you're commanded. So Jesus giving us these steps to forgiveness is not a suggestion. It's a command. Glory to God. A command that many of us are not following. We're not confronting. Most of us, we don't even confront the person. We don't go to the first step. We don't even confront them straight up. We don't rebuke them. We go home and gossip about them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't take it to our friends. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not with them now. We talk to our friends when they ain't there. They ain't the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They ain't the time to pick up the phone and call so-and-so and say, man, you know what so-and-so did to me? Praise. It's a three-way on that phone. Call love the free. Hallelujah. Amen. Let somebody else, amen, be the judge of you two. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They call that a mediator. You need a mediator. Because, like I said before, you might be wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, how you going to find out you wrong unless you have a mediator? Now, you just mad at me. Hallelujah. Because you think I'm wrong. And you wrong. but we never find out who wrong or is anybody wrong, because we don't follow the steps that God has commanded us to follow. This is not advice. This is not a good philosophy. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's not a good idea. Hallelujah. This is a command. Praise God. And guess what? If Jesus gave the command, if God gave the command, I don't doubt the process. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, say that again. If he gave a command, you cannot doubt the process. Praise God. Because many people say, you know, if I say this, they're going to twist my words around. If I do that, if they're going to say this about me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said, amen, follow these steps I gave you. See, you never know unless you do it. We've assumed our future. We ain't discerned it. We ain't prophesied it. We assumed it. We assumed this ain't going to work. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus already told us what to do if it don't. He told you how to treat them if they don't listen. Praise God. But you might not even get to that point if you follow the steps. Because we convinced, some of us have convinced ourselves that other people, hallelujah, not going to understand you. Nobody gets you. You hear that? You ever hear that? Nobody gets you. Nobody understands me. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you ain't never tried the steps. Hallelujah. Praise God. You never followed the steps that God gave you to get to that point of repentance in that person. But you want them to change. Hallelujah. We want people to change and ain't told them what they need to change. We done told everybody else except them. We skipping steps. Hallelujah. Some of us cut people out. We done went right to the publican. We did the first step. Skip the second and third and went straight to the fourth. Hallelujah. I told you I had a problem with you. Well, I don't see it that way. Boom, I just cut you off. I'm done. I done blocked you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Not too long ago, I had to follow these steps. Praise God, because I had skipped steps. About a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, I had skipped some steps. This brother, amen, he said something and we got into a disagreement. I told him, hey, look. Don't lose my number, bro. Straight up, lose my number. Then I thought about it. Well, I ain't think about it. The Lord came to me and said, he told me, you skipping steps. Praise God. You went straight. You confronted him, but you not even cut him off. Amen. Them ain't the steps. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I said, all right, Lord, I'm going to follow the steps. See how this goes. Follow the steps. Praise God. The church almost burnt down that day. Glory to God, hallelujah. But I followed the steps. Hallelujah, praise God. We ain't followed the steps to see, amen, what the conclusion will be. We assume what's going to happen. Praise God. Look what he says, verse 10. So likewise, ye, when ye shall have done all those things which ye are commanded you, say, this is not, he's telling us, this is what we need to say to ourselves. Praise God. And once again, Jesus is dealing with the mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's dealing with how we think. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, when it comes to this, when it comes to forgiveness, because he's specifically talking about forgiveness in this text. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, when it comes to this, amen, those things which are commanded, you say, we are unprofitable servants, and we have done which was our duty to do. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm not getting, this is what I was supposed to do. This is my duty. We are my due diligence as a man of God, my due diligence as a woman of God, hallelujah. He said, well, forgiveness is right up there, praise God. This is something that you are commanded to do. I can't just be mad at you because my feelings tell me I need to be mad at you. Hallelujah. Amen. I need to reprogram my mind that this is a command. Well, Elder, we not servants no more. We sons. Praise God. We sons of God. When your daddy tell you to do something, you better do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You a son, but your obedience ain't optional. Praise God. Hallelujah. I obeyed my parents till they died. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't cuss in front of them. I didn't do certain things around them. If they asked me to go get something, we ain't got it. I ain't talked back to them. Hallelujah, amen. I'm grown, man. I'm 40. Hallelujah, amen. I can say what I want. I'm a grown man, but I obey my parents. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because that is something I'm supposed to do. Hallelujah. The same with God. If God tells us that about our parents, children, if you obey your parents, your days will be long upon the earth. Honor your mother and your father. Praise God. Hallelujah. God being our father, we have to honor him by doing what he commands. Hallelujah. We like to substitute words and say, God asked me to do this. He didn't ask you to do it. He told you to do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me take you. When you go to work, your manager be tricking you with wordplay. Hallelujah. Well, my boss asked me to do this. Your boss ain't asked you to do that. Your boss told you to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They just made you feel like it was optional. But you knew it wasn't optional because you went and did it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is saying the same here. Forgiveness is not optional. It's a command. It's not advice. It's not a philosophy. It's a command. This is our duty to do. We have to follow these steps of forgiveness. Praise God. Hallelujah. So stop being shady with the Facebook post. People call, hey, Elder, you being shady on Facebook? No, I ain't being shady on Facebook. Well, I saw your post. Well, I'm not talking about nobody. Oh, that's what you do. Oh, so when I do that, you think that's what I'm doing when I'm really just asking questions and making statements on Facebook. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you really being shady when you post up and I respond to it, not knowing you talking about me. Glory to God. Why? I don't know. Because you didn't follow the steps. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know people out there you got a problem with? They don't even know you got a problem with this. Hallelujah. Because you never followed the steps. Praise God. You just let it slide. Well, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to leave it alone. Praise God. And what does that do? Hallelujah. That causes all that hatred, all that mad, all that anxiety to build up on the inside of you. Praise God. And get off. Then you mad at somebody else. You coming home taking it out on your wife. Taking it out on your husband. You hollering at your kids because you mad at somebody at work because you never took the step. Because, look, I don't want to lose my job. Hallelujah. I don't want to be the whistleblower. I don't want to make waves. Glory to God. But are you a child of God or a child of the world? That's how they do things in the world. Some people in the world don't follow the steps, and they don't even know they follow them. Hallelujah. But us that are Christians, they claim to be children of God. Hallelujah. And a lot of us raised in the church. Praise God. Don't follow these steps. Hallelujah. Because we got too much. We still got too much world in us. Hallelujah. Because in the world, we don't want everybody in our business. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we got nerve to take this. Just on that. We don't want everybody in our business. So I'm not taking it to the church. I'm not taking it to the other people. I'm just going to keep it between us. Hallelujah. But then you say, I want to be famous. I want to be rich. I want this. I want that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you don't want nobody in your business. Praise God. How you want to reach a level in life and think ain't nobody going to be in your business? See, that's something else you got to change your mind about. Y'all just people just, and a lot of people say they're being real and they just so fake, glory to God. Hallelujah. We see it on the reality shows. They show us one thing, but that ain't it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to be you at all times. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to be a child of God at all times because that's what you were commanded to be. That means I got to follow these steps at all times. I cannot compromise the command of God because I'm at work. this person that got back, this, I got a problem with this guy at work, and they, well, just let it go. No, I ain't going to let it go. That ain't what God told me to do. He told me to follow some steps. Glory to God, hallelujah. That man might not even know he offended me. Praise God, hallelujah. So, unless I go and tell him. Praise God, because believe it or not, the majority of people in the world don't wish to offend other people. Hallelujah. The majority of people don't wake up going, you know what, I'm going to see who I can just piss off today. I'm going to see who I can offend today. I'm going to get on somebody. The majority of people don't do that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because the majority of people want to be liked. Hallelujah. You can say, I don't care if people like me or not. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. But we want to be liked by people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The majority of people want to be liked. So if I'm offending you, you need to let me know that you're offending me, because that's the last thing anybody wants to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody does not have malice intent. Glory to God. Some people just don't know. Glory to God. And then we don't take into account the way these people were raised. You don't know who their mama and daddy was and how they taught them. Hallelujah. Amen. They might have been taught something that was wrong. Hallelujah. But because my mama taught it to me, I believe it's right. And because you never addressed it, hallelujah. Amen. They never can come to a point of repentance, because nobody won't tell them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just let it go on and on and on, or we skip steps. Hallelujah. We put up with the person, or we cut the person off and never let the person. Some people, we done cut off, they don't know why. Hallelujah. I don't know why they stopped calling. I don't know why they stopped texting. I don't know why they stopped coming to church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we don't know why, because they never told. Hallelujah. They just say, I'm going to cut them off. They did something I ain't like, and I'm done. One hit and gone. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God, Jesus, is telling us, hallelujah, how to forgive. Praise God. The steps to forgiveness. Praise God. Not the way your mama told you, your daddy, or your friends. They don't know. You go to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got a Toyota. Hey, man, with my Toyota, if I want to go and get it fixed, I'm not going to go to the Ford dealer. Praise God, because the Ford ain't the manufacturer. Glory to God. I'm going to go to the Toyota because they the manufacturer. Why not go to God, because he's the manufacturer? Hallelujah. The God made flesh. Hallelujah. John chapter 1:14. The word became flesh. This is the word. And his word is, hallelujah, if your brother, your sister, hallelujah, your friend, your family member, church member, co-worker, if they offend you, rebuke them to their face. Hallelujah. I put a post on Facebook earlier. Amen. My back is not a voicemail. You need to say it to my face. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I'm not going to get the message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we need to first confront that person. And if they don't want to hear, hallelujah, we can't stop right there. Because they don't want to hear me, so I'm going to leave it alone. No, that ain't what God say. God say, now go get a couple of your friends. Yeah, they're going to be mad. Oh, you bringing people now? Y'all ganging up on me? Hey, Kyler, what you want? I'm doing what the Bible told me to do. I cannot be concerned about how I feel about how you feel. I can be concerned about what God said. God said, if I follow these steps, I'm going to come to, hallelujah, a result. Hallelujah. See, we doing stuff. We not getting results. Hallelujah. Praise God. We get more and more of the same thing, amen, because we not following the steps. Hallelujah. Okay, now I took it to the priest. You don't want to listen to me. Hallelujah. You don't want to listen to the friends. Okay. We Sunday after church, praise God, we need to have a conference in the office with the pastor. Oh, now you don't want to listen to the pastor. Now I done got to the last step. Hallelujah. Now, I don't have to talk to you no more. Praise God. Amen. Even if it's not something personal. Well, it is personal, but it ain't, because I'm not making it personal. Praise God. I'm doing what God told me to do. Hallelujah. Amen. The logical thing to do, if you got all these people telling you you wrong, hallelujah, and you don't want to listen to nobody, why would you stay in close proximity, in close contact on a personal level with that person? That person will get you killed. Praise God, hallelujah. Because they something wrong and they ain't got through to them yet. Maybe in a few years they'll get it. But right now, hallelujah, amen. You don't need to be around a person that's radical, hallelujah, or illogical. Hallelujah, praise God. Because they will, amen, cause problems in your life. Hallelujah. Because if they're willing to be that way with you, praise God, how many enemies have they made? You don't want to be caught in the crossfire. Hallelujah. You just standing there next to them, amen. Then something happened because you next to somebody like that. Hallelujah. Didn't he say in Psalms chapter 1, praise God, you watch who you listen to, watch who you walk with, hallelujah, and watch who you stand by. Praise God in Psalms chapter 1. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. We got to watch. We cannot be associated with people that won't listen. Hallelujah. Especially if I done took my 101, I could have been wrong. Hallelujah. But if I done brought some friends in and they agree that I'm right and they wrong, and then I done took it to the church, I don't have to feel like I'm in the wrong for cutting you off, so to speak. Praise God, hallelujah, because that's what Jesus called me to do. Treat you like a heathen and a publican. Why? Because that's what you're acting like. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, amen, and I'm getting ready to close right now. He said, if they repent, hallelujah, forgive them. Praise God, hallelujah. We are forgiven all us asking. Hallelujah, for forgiveness, on our change of mind. Change of mind. Watch this. He didn't say, I know, and that's why I like reading from the King James, because we got some new versions of the Bible that say, if they say I'm sorry, or if they apologize. No, if they change their mind, because I can say I'm sorry and do the same thing again, because I ain't sorry. Glory to God. See, when I change my mind, that means I put in my mind that it was something wrong with what I did. Hallelujah. Praise God. As long as I think what I did was right, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to see how I offended you. I've actually had conversations with God that were literally confused. I don't understand, Dre. I pay the rent. I pay all the bills. I put clothes on her back. Why is she worried about me messing with other women? I take care of my business. And they were serious. Praise God, hallelujah. They in their mind, I don't see nothing wrong with this. Glory to God, hallelujah. So yeah, if they don't see nothing wrong with it, hallelujah, amen, that means they're going to continue to do it. And that's when you should treat them like a heathen and a publican and stop fooling with them. That don't mean be mean to them and don't speak to them when you see them and don't hold a conversation with them when y'all in passing. Praise God, hallelujah. That simply means I'm not going to be invested in you like I was. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not going to be invested in you like I was, because I see, amen, that you don't want to listen to nobody. Hallelujah. Because what we just read in steps tell you one thing. That person don't want to listen to nobody. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if they won't listen to you, they won't listen to y'all circle, they won't listen to the church, praise God, that means they're not going to listen to the police. Hallelujah. They're not going to listen to security. Hallelujah. That means they're just not going to listen. So why would you keep hanging around that person, especially if they're going to keep offending you without repentance? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we call, we get ready to open. Hallelujah. The phone lines, those of you out there online, praise God, feel free. I mean, out there on social media, feel free to call in. If you're online, we're going to open up the line tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Forgiveness. We came out of Luke chapter 17 on tonight. Forgiveness is a command, and we must take the proper steps to forgive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to open up the phone lines. Any comments on forgiveness on tonight? Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Teacher, what a good sermon. God knows you have a good sermon. You hear me? A good sermon. Just think. If they were to do what you said to you tonight, there'd be a lot of people alive today. There'd be a lot of people alive today. God knows. Man, you need to go out. You need to get out there in the street and start preaching.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Bob.
Open some of the people's eyes. Open some of the people's eyes. Lord knows. They out here, you know, you do something to these people, they don't know. They got to kill you, plus your family. Look what's going on in the world, Pastor. Man, you got a good service. Keep up the good work. God bless you so much. Pray for me and my family that we can get along and love each other. Preacher, keep it up. Keep it up.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. We thank Brother Brian on tonight. All glory to God, Brother Brian. All glory to God. But thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless Brother Brian. We're going to keep his family in prayer. Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God.
I don't know why people cry, because these people keep going on the world. Why are you quiet? I mean, just be honest. You know, be honest. Go ahead, on Pastor. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you good, Brother Brian. You good. Amen. Oh, amen.
I was on mute. That's what
oh,
it was.
Okay,
I was on mute.
That's a good word.
Yeah, that was a good word there. I pray it really brought a lot of understanding to offenses and things. So that was a good word. It just kind of opened my eyes to some things. So I want you to know I appreciate that word. And I'm gonna give you some flowers now, so you don't have to worry about it later on. Yeah, what a word. That was a word on offenses and something that we need to practice. Get in practice of doing all of it. And I understand fully what you said about it and how if nobody won't listen, you need to treat them as a heathen, man. and some things he said, too, is how sometimes, you know, you have people that's close around you and when they're around you, sometimes, you know, they're looking for something they can get on you so they can go tell everybody about it.
Mm.
And that's not what a friend is all about, you know. You know, a friend is somebody you have to be able to trust yourself with, somebody you can open up to. And we used to have this, the bishop used to say a long time ago, a friend is somebody who knows enough about you to kill you, but yet he won't.
Amen. Yep.
Huh? And not be a friend to expose me, you know, but you'll be a friend enough to cover me. And this is what Jesus was. He was a friend to cover us. He knew enough about us to kill us, but yet he won't. And so that was a good word tonight. I appreciate it, and thank you for taking the time out tonight to do it. And you'll probably be doing it a lot. You'll probably be doing it a lot more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop Page. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone else on tonight? Praise God. Anyone else? I'm looking like you, Pastor. I'm past time. Go ahead.
Go ahead, baby.
Okay. I just want to thank you for that word on tonight, and thank you for being obedient, to the bishop when he asked you to do it. And I just thank you for your obedience and for being a part of our member, not a member, but a family of CARE Church. Amen. That's it.
Amen. We thank First Lady Rebecca on tonight. Hallelujah. You heard what she said. We're not members. We family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So make sure you put me in the wheel, Pastor. No, I'm playing. Your wife did it. I'm just joking. Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Amen. Well, we thank God on tonight. Amen. Like I said, don't forget this coming Sunday. Amen. 11 o'clock at CARE Church Incorporated, 2501 Centennial Drive. Hallelujah. Inside the Treasures of Excellence building. Praise God. Suite 115. Yeah, Suite 115. Praise God. Hallelujah. Right. If y'all don't know where it is, it's right by Arlington Motorsports in the same parking lot as Arlington Motorsports, right across from the boot where they sell all the boots. Boot City, Boot Town, Boot Barn. Praise God. Hallelujah. So make sure y'all come out this Sunday. We will have a special guest speaker. Praise God. Hallelujah. Apostle Kenneth Bailey representing New Life Bible Application Fellowship Church. Praise God. He will be in the building. Hallelujah. Delivering a word from God. Hallelujah. And not to mention, make sure y'all come out and listen to our fabulous, extraordinary praise team. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all better come hear us before Kirk comes sign us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's going to be phenomenal. So y'all come out. Praise God. Hallelujah. On Sunday, 11 o'clock. Amen. And we ain't on CPT time. We start on time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I think that's all in there. Oh, yeah. Don't forget, we got the revival coming up the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd. Hallelujah. Amen. That's 22nd, my son's birthday, matter of fact, praise God. Hallelujah. So make sure y'all come out for the revival. It's called, the theme is repentance. True repentance is a change of mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God want to deal with our mind. Hallelujah. And get our mind right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Pastor Page, you want to take us out here tonight?
Well, Father God, thank you tonight, Lord, for the word of God and the man of God, Lord, for pouring into us tonight, Lord, a true heart of repentance, Lord. And we just give you thanks and praise for the man of God. May you reseal him, Lord, and may you continue to uplift him. And we give thanks tonight as we dismiss from this line, but we never go from God's presence. So he's always with us, never leave us or forsake us. And we just want to thank him for it. If we dismiss, we just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Y'all have a good night. Amen. See y'all Saturday at the leadership conference. Amen. I forgot to announce that. and then we're going to have choir rehearsal after that. Praise God.
Amen.
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 everybody.
Say amen.
God.
God has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
To what his word says,
amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Let the church,
say, amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response,
amen.
To whatever he said,
amen.
From the healing of your body,
amen.
To the raising of the dead. How your world is reeling,
amen.
Battle on through the night,
amen.
Cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen.
Even in the valley,
amen.
Or standing at your Red Sea,
amen.
Continue to say,
amen.
Cause your help is on the way,
amen.
My God has spoken, I heard him, so let the church say, let the church say,
amen.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so
let the church say, amen.
Oh,
let the
whole church
say, amen.
God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church, let the church say, let the church say. To die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
Know you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above. Faith must be,
amen.
Must be in what you say,
amen.
So open your mouth. Let the church say, let the church say.